Secondary 2, Text 9. As part of a school project, your class has been doing some research into people's shopping habits. Each student is giving a short presentation to the class, summarizing the results of the research. Now it is your turn, and this is what you say. I decided to organize my research into three parts. Firstly, a survey of the shopping facilities within a 2-mile radius of my house. Secondly, an internet search into retail developments in the area, shops which have closed down or changed owners, for example. And thirdly, a questionnaire which I use to interview shoppers in the street about their shopping habits. I've compared the results to enable me to identify any trends. Full details of my findings are in my written report, but to summarize, I found there have been many changes in both shops and shopping habits in my area over recent years. There is a wide variety of retail outlets, ranging from stylish department stores to neighborhood street markets. Some family businesses have survived for decades, but there are many other new shops, particularly in the telecommunications field. There are also plans for a new shopping mall on the site of the open market. The results of my questionnaire were fascinating. There have been so many changes in shopping habits over the years. It seems that most people still like to shop for fresh food in local shops and markets, but they are increasingly using the internet to buy things like clothing and electronic goods. An elderly woman told me how, when she was a child, she and her mother shopped at the neighborhood market every day. Now, of course, with a fridge, she only needs to shop once a week. But she told me something else that was very interesting. She said, "I still sometimes visit the market just to meet my friends. There's a lovely bustling atmosphere, just a place for a good chat. It seems that shopping isn't just about buying things."